This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. United Nations inspectors are in Iran after Tehran's announcement it will inject uranium gas into centrifuges at one of its nuclear sites. It is another step away from the six-nation Iran nuclear accord, which the United States left well over a year ago. We have a report from Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda.
On Tuesday, President Hassan Rouhani announced that it will start injecting gas into the centrifuges at one of its nuclear facilities. The gas accelerates the process of making high-grade nuclear material from uranium. A day earlier, Iran said it would also replace some centrifuges with newer models, claimed to work 50 times faster. Iran has long demanded that the remaining signatories of the nuclear agreement, that is, European powers, Russia and China, protect his country from sanctions. Rouhani says if the Europeans hold up their end of the bargain, the treaty can be salvaged.
That was Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. Mexican investigators say they have arrested a suspect in the killings of nine American women and children in the state of Sonora. Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy reports on the ambush slayings.
Mexico's foreign minister has visited what's thought to be the scene of a deadly ambush on U.S. citizens. Nine women and children were killed in the bloodiest attack on Americans in Mexico in years. Others were found in a second car around 11 miles away, and the body of a third woman was found near the state border between Sonora and Chihuahua. On Tuesday, Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard said there will be justice.
That's why we're here at this time, to be at the scene and to later have a meeting. The objective is for this indignation to be backed up by the law, for there to be justice.
That report was filed by Michelle Hennessy of Reuters. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Here in Washington, the U.S. State Department's third-ranking official is expected to tell House impeachment investigators today there were political reasons for the agency's refusal to defend the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
People familiar with the matter say David Hale will testify. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and others decided that defending Marie Yovanovitch would hurt efforts to break the hold on U.S. military aid to Ukraine, and that the department also worried about the reaction from personal Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani. Hale's testimony will come a day after the impeachment panels released transcripts from two other witnesses, including European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who made a stunning reversal. He's now acknowledging what Democrats say is a quid pro quo, that the military aid was withheld until Ukraine agreed to release a statement on fighting corruption. The president denies any quid pro quo. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, the first public impeachment inquiry hearings are expected next week. The day after voting in the United States, there is still uncertainty in the state of Kentucky, where Democrats are claiming victory in the governor's race. It was a setback for President Trump, who held a last-minute rally for the Republican, the incumbent Matt Bevin. The United Nations Children's Fund reports close to 1 million children in Cameroon's Anglophone regions are out of school, putting their future and the stability of the nation at risk. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
What began as a political crisis between Cameroon's Anglophone and Francophone communities 3 years ago has deteriorated into a full-blown humanitarian emergency, and children are the major losers in this political linguistic conflict. Separatists in northwest and southwest Cameroon have put a ban on education in the region to protest government discrimination against English speakers. In the past 3 years, the UN Children's Fund reports at least 70 schools have been destroyed and pupils and teachers have been kidnapped. UNICEF spokeswoman Marixi Mercado says the separatists' ongoing no-school policy is having a devastating impact on the children and their communities.
Lisa Schlein filed that report for VOA from Geneva. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Germany today to mark the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. His visit, we are told, was meant to underscore what U.S. officials say is the need for strengthened transatlantic partnership, a commitment often questioned by America's European allies during President Donald Trump's time at the White House. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.